FM, live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this first Friday of January 2024. It is 7:26, 30 degrees, snow on the way, and not going to get much warmer than it is right now today with a high of 35. But first Friday will march on, as we're pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line for our primetime newsmaker, Kayla Mock. And Kat Dorcas, first Friday is here. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Kat, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both with us. Always like to talk about first Friday as we venture into a brand spanking new year. Well, let's back up just a little bit, Kayla. How was 2023 first Friday-wise?
I would say it was amazing. We started a lot of new projects. We were working with Emporia State University on the Art Forum Lecture Series. We got super involved with the Community Art Alliance to bring more public art to Emporia. We started our print lab, and we're getting our frame shop going. We had a really big year last year, and we're looking forward to carrying that momentum into 2024.
So how far away is the frame shop from being done?
Well, we're
okay.
Yeah.
Great answer.
We're looking forward to expanding over to the building next door. It was the former Cradle to Career building. But there's just, you know, how construction is and all that stuff. So we're not quite sure yet what our timeline is on that, but we're gathering supplies and we're getting ready. We'll be ready when the time comes.
All right, and when the time comes, we'll be happy to learn more about that,
mm-hmm.
and what that's going to feature. So, all right, well, let's talk about First Friday, which happens late this afternoon into this evening. Kat, I guess tell us, where might be the presenting venue this month?
The presenting venue is a relatively new venue for us. It's the 627 Event Space Bar and Grill at 627 Commercial, and they're going to be hosting Nick Perry of Red Legger Studio, and he is out of Topeka, Kansas. So it's going to be, he's been in Emporia once before, so it's really, people really liked it, so it's going to be a good one.
All right.
Yeah, his artwork is super graphic and colorful, and he uses a lot of like pop culture references and comic book references, so super, super fun imagery from Nick.
And I think 627 has a deal with a passport there, right, Kat?
That's right. You can get a half-price appetizer if you have your EFF passport.
There we go. Well, Kayla, where else are we going to be here this evening?
Okay, so I know it's going to be cold and it might snow, and you know, but this art walk is really great because it's super small and compact. We are packed into like a two-block area. So Chia Meats is the farthest south, right? And they are featuring Leon Morrow, and Mai has some delicious specials that'll keep your belly warm as you walk around and do the art walk. Gravel City Roasters is featuring Emmett Arevalo, and you can get 10% off a drink there that will also keep you warm. L&L Pets is hosting Allison Maldonado and Burt Garate, and you can get 10% off a purchase for your little pet while you're there. Mulready's Pub is featuring Tammy Clark. You can get $1 off a drink or beer. I think that will also keep you a little warm. Plum Bazaar has Chad the Breadman. Vault Meats and Cheeses is not on the art walk this month, but Chad still wants to, you know, bring delicious rolls and bread to the community, so He'll be at Plum Bazaar. Hannah Worthen will be at the Sweet Granada. And Barbara Lane Theris is presenting her exhibition, Dear Sketchbook, at Trox Gallery and Gifts. This is a really cool show because Barbara has 12 of her sketchbooks on display that you can look through, and then a panel from each sketchbook displayed on the wall. And, yeah, it's just really cool because sketchbooks can be very personal, and so for Barbara to open them up and allow people to look through them is pretty cool.
Kayla, you brought up, obviously, Chad the Breadman, who's going to be out there selling his form of art, you know, his bread and things like that. Being able to have these different forms of expression of art, you know, whether it's food, whether it's traditional artwork, how important is it to kind of have that inclusivity and show people all these different mediums and how people can really express themselves, not just through maybe a paint and canvas?
Yeah, I always encourage people to, you know, if they're a craftsman, any kind of a maker, to sign up for the art walk. I think last month we had a guy who made hat pins. We've had knife makers, you know, so it can, yeah, you're right. It doesn't have to just be traditional paintings. Anything that you create, you know, that you make, we want to, you know, show the world. You know, that's our mission, is to promote cultural growth, by connecting makers and artists to the community. So, yeah, we love the diversity and we want to see more of it this year.
And it's my personal opinion, it's always better when you can eat the art, too.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Kayla Mockhead Dorcas with us here on our Primetime Newsmaker. It is First Friday Art Walk Night tonight in downtown Emporia. Well, we chatted a bit about 2023, Kayla. What about attendance? Were you pleased with, you know, the traffic that you saw last year?
Absolutely. I just totaled our completed passports up, and we were just shy of 1,000. So we had, I think, 986 passports completed in 2023. And so I would love to get that over 1,000 in 2024. And so this month would be a great way to start. Like, everyone wants to come out and get us started off strong to get over 1,000 next year.
So that was completed passports, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, completed. And, you know, we've seen over the years that not everybody completes the passport. and some people just come and, you know, want to check out a few things, or, you know, want to have a drink at Mulready's or go out to eat and just, you know, do a few of the, you know, artists. So, yeah, we're very pleased with those numbers. And
well, yeah, I would think the attendance would have to be in the thousands then for people that just partially, you know, visited and were a part of, you know, the First Friday Art Walk but didn't go to all the venues. So, yeah, I think that's pretty positive as far
solid
as the
yeah
numbers go. So that is good. Well, let's get 2024 off to a good start. Did we miss anything here, Kat?
We'd like to thank our platinum sponsor and platinum partner and January sponsor, Mitchell Markowitz Construction. They've been with us for a while, and we really appreciate their support and the support of our community over the last year. And so we really are looking forward to 2024.
Yes, indeed. Well, Kat, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kayla, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Every month, First Friday Art Walk, that's Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas. So get your passports, get it complete, and win. And, of course, 627 Event Space is the presenting venue here tonight, Tegan.
Yep, exciting stuff there, and certainly hoping we can get them over 1,000 completed passports here this year. Do want to remind everybody that if you have an event or anything coming up here that you would like to highlight through the morning show, please feel free to give us a call at 620-342-5863. We can get you scheduled for a newsmaker segment. Our next newsmaker will be on Monday, as we will be featuring Pastor Kent Happel of St. Mark's Lutheran Church as they'll preview their new ministry as well as senior community meals. That's coming up on Monday at 7:15.
That is a nice program they're launching there.
Absolutely. It's always great when you can have something like that that really caters to our senior population. It's always always exciting to see new ventures like that, especially through our community churches.
Yeah, and please tune in and check that out coming up on Monday.
Pastor Ken, always a fun time.
Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Olpe Chicken House for all of your catering needs. Of course, they feature great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The OP Chicken House. 735, 31 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Mark Schaefer out here at John Northport Nissan, where I have a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs. I have over 10 pre-owned three-quarter and